Welcome to Shalom Shalom on the Dash, your sponsor, Luinishmas Aram Biakos Shalom, Aleabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Dalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph says that Shloisha Shaholu Shaloi Kohoigen. There are three that asked inappropriately. They had requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu inappropriately. One was Eliezer of Avram. The other one is Shaul Ben Kish. And the third one is Yiftach Giladi. Eliezer said that the woman, the girl that I'm going to find, and I'm going to ask her for the water, she is going to be the one appropriate for Yitzchak. Shaul ben Kish wanted to find a son-in-law for his daughter, and he says anybody who's going to win and beat Goliath will be my son-in-law. And Yiftach HaGiladi said that when he's going to come home, the first thing that comes out, he's going to give a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, all this was request Shaloi Kohagin. Why was it Shaloi Kohagin? Because you never know what's going to come. How do you take the risk in saying the first thing that will be, the one who does this thing will be the right person or the right thing? Maybe something wrong will happen. But says the Gemara, that still, that Shtai Mishivu Kohagin. To Eliezer ben Eved Avram, he did find a wife for Yitzchak. And Shaul did find David HaMelech as a son-in-law. But Yiftach HaGiladi, he didn't find the right thing. His daughter is the one who came out, and he eventually shecht his daughter as a korban for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Mefarshim, all the Mefarshim, and then Yaakov and others asked the question, why is that fear? Why did Yiftach lose out? He asked Shaloi Kohagin the same way like Eliezer, Davram, and Shaul, but he was the only one who did not get the right response. And there's several answers to this. One is, as the Marsha points out, because Yiftach really tested his mistake may have done a Chilul Hashem. He may have come out with a Behemah Tmeah, which is inappropriate to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliezer and Shaul was more for a personal thing they did wrong. That's a simple answer. But the Chidah and the Sefer Da'ak Yadavid says a different answer. And he explains, just adding something to what he says, why is it Sheilish Lekoigen? What is the Sheilish Lekoigen? Because a person has a requirement to do his minimal ishtadlus. You have to try. And because you have to try, if you're doing something which doesn't bring the minimal ishtadlus, you're not doing the minimal tryout. You're not even trying to designate the right thing. You're just giving it to chance, so to speak, to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. That is something which is inappropriate. Says the Chidah, but when you come to Shiduchim, Shidduch is one of the things that is completely not taluy in a human being. It is something which is completely depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something that we see b'chush, people see in their eyes. Shidduchim is not something that we have anything. It's really out of the ishtadlus of Adam. So Yimele Eliezer of Davrom was dealing with the Shidduch of Yitzchak. And Shaul was dealing with the Shidduch for his daughter. In both cases, what do they say? They say, I'm not going to do the ishtadlus anyway, because anyway it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yimele, their problem, the fact that they did Shaloi Kohagin, wasn't so wrong. Because anyway, it's something which is beyond their reach. But Yiftach is going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be a korban to Hashem. That is very much in our reach. Adrabah, that's the one thing a person needs to work on, to do the right of Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Giving that to chance, giving that, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to choose, that's something which is inappropriate. And this connects beautifully with the Hemshech HaGemar. Because the Gemara later says that Am Yisrael asks Shaloi Kohagin. Because Am Yisrael says that we want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kegeshem lonu. You'll be like rain for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back and says, no, eye ketal Yisrael, I'll be like you, not like rain. So the Gan Yaakov, which is printed in the New In Yaakovs, and the Shem Yishmuel, both say the same idea. Say, what's the difference between a rain and tal? Rain is totally b'maisa atachtoinim. If people are doing right, then there's rain. If not, we say every day, v'otzar smotar shamayim. The rain depends on your maisim. Also physically, the way rain is created, it comes from below. But tal, the dew, is something which doesn't depend on us. Like I said earlier, tal is always there. It never stops. So Yimele, Am Yisrael, or ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be like rain, meaning depending on our maisim, on our ishtadlus, what we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll be much better than that. I'll be like tal, that regardless of what you do, I will appear. And according to the Chidah above, this is really the same halach. The whole idea of, to ask Shaloi Kohagin is not to do your shtadlus. Some places we don't need the shtadlus, like in Shidduchim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising Am Yisrael that even without your shtadlus, I will connect to you. This is the mahalach of this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.